Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, good morning, Amy. This is Eric at Rapid Advance on Report Line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing pretty good as well. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to follow up with you guys on a deal that was submitted here to us today. It's called Fisher Bush Equipment.
Sure. Let me pull that up on my end.
Okay.
Did you have a question about that deal? I know that the amount requested is fairly high, so you guys are looking for financials, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we're going to need here. Obviously, the year-to-date P&L and balance sheet. So anytime we go for a loan above 150, we send it up to our management team first to try to come up with a little bit more of a solid offer based off the financial review. And then they'll come back to us with what they feel comfortable at what dollar amount. Now, at that point, it's not approved. It still has to go through the full underwriting process. But just give us a little bit more reassurance and try to, you know, provide a little bit better of a client experience, obviously, with some of these larger deals here. So, yeah, that was my main question was going to be the financials. Obviously, the year-to-date financials for both of those, we would need the P&L and balance sheet. But also, just try to get a little bit more information around. Actually, I think there's a website here that they didn't put in my calc here, but just do you know exactly what they do as far as what type of equipment or
Let me see if I can't find that information for you. Give me one second, please.
Give me a second, because I believe I've seen a website, but I don't see it in my system, but I've seen it on the application, I believe.
Okay.
Give me a second. Let me pull this up. Fisher Bush Equipment, Fisher Bush. Okay, fisherbush.com, actually. I see it here.
Oh, okay. There's no website listed in our system, so what I did was just Google it to pull it up. So it's short-term and long-term custom pump rentals was the first thing on the landing page.
I see that here.
So would you be interested? You would want to know, like, what type of equipment, then, that the customer...
No, it's fine. I can tell based off this page. That would be enough. They're pretty detailed on here with the services they provide. Looks like they do rentals as well as service and repair for these types of machinery as well. So I can figure it out just by looking on here myself. But I appreciate it. Let's see. Is there anything else we would need here? No, nothing right now. I think the main thing, again, would be the financials. I can get more information around exactly what they do. Now, how about exactly what they were looking for the money for? How are they looking to use this for the business?
Let me take a look.
Okay. Just because I would love to know, you know, if we can't go with the $500,000, which is, to be honest, probably unlikely. That way we can break down the need and say, hey, well, we know you need this piece of equipment. It costs us X amount of dollars. You know, let's get this now, get this later, whatever the case may be. But I just know $500K based off of what I have in front of me, and then the tax return is going to be pretty much a stretch there. So obviously we'll try to get as much as we can here, but if we can break it down into a smaller, into a more manageable need there, maybe we can get something done on a short term. And then get him some additional capital for his other needs and things like that. I guess if you can provide that that information along with the financials, the year-to-date financials, when you send those over, that'll be great. And I can work up, paragraph here, put it up, send it up to management, have them take a look at it, and see what's the best that we can do for you guys here.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, this is actually, I think, one of my first submissions to Rapid, so it's good to understand your guys' process and, just kind of learn what you guys need for your underwriting.
Definitely. I can feel free to, I'll send you an email with my contact information just so you'll know exactly where to send it back to. Feel free to, ask me or any one of our colleagues here any questions you may have regarding the programs or, how to sell it. Literally anything. We've sold directly to clients all the time as well, so we can help you out with that. If you want to have us explain it in a different way or anything like that, we're more than happy to. But in general, the rule of thumb when it comes to larger deals, anytime a client is looking for a loan amount over $150,000 and they seem to qualify for it, that those things would be needed up front. Now, less than $150,000, we don't need those things up front. We just need them before submitting it to underwriting. So we're able to pull and things like that. But if you're going for any loan over $75,000, those financials will be required. And basically, it's always, ideally, it's the year-to-date P&L and balance sheet, the prior year tax return, and then 6 months of bank statements.
Okay, got it. Do you see that, like, this industry is, high risk, or do you think they would be capped on loan amount or term at all, or
It
based
shouldn't
on
be
what
capped on, it shouldn't be capped on loan amount or term. I mean, based off what I'm looking at right now, the main industry caps that we have is for construction-related industries here. They do have a few months here with somewhat low deposits around the 4 to 5 range. We like to see at least about 5 deposits per month.
Okay.
And while I'm looking at this now, I actually, if you can provide the June bank statement as well, because December it only shows $1,000, so obviously that's a huge red flag there. I don't know if they just switched accounts or something like that, but at this point we're going to need June anyway. So if you can provide the June bank statements to complete the full 6 months of this year, along with the financials and any reasoning or around what they're looking to do with the capital, that'll be great. I'll put all that information up in a package and send it up to management and see what's the best we can do here. But that I think that may be the main concern there, because I mean the guy's credit is great. I can't go into specifics, but it's a pretty good credit report for sure. The time in business is also on our favor. I think he has about 5 years in business here. So all those things, are working in our favor here. And obviously, along with the financials, that'll tell the biggest story of the deal here. But I think it's a shot. Like I said, I don't think 500K, to be honest with you. But once I get that other June bank statement along with the financials, I'll definitely kind of put my best foot forward here and try to get as much as possible.
Okay, awesome. So he
All
said
right.
that you would follow up with an email to me, so
Yeah.
that way I can just reply from there.
Exactly. So just to confirm, is your email hu at bankofcard if dot iff dot com? Cardiff
Yes,
dot com.
that's
Okay,
correct.
got it. Okay, I'll send that over to you now. Amy, feel free again to call me or email me with any questions or anything like that. In the meantime, all of my contact information will be at the bottom of the email, okay?
Okay, and you said your name was Dan, is that
No,
right?
Eric.
Eric. Okay, thanks, Eric.
All right, not a problem, Amy. Talk to you soon, all right?
All right, have a nice day. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.